from Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. This is the 2019 Steelville Independence Day Parade. Live coverage of the 4th of July festivities are brought to you in part by the First National Bank of Steelville, Sparta Community Hospital, Egyptian Communication Services, Mayford Automotive, your Randolph County Commissioner David Holder, and by Tony's MediCenter Pharmacy. Now, live from Steelville, the 2019 Independence Day Parade on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO.
And good morning. It's still morning. It's 10:05. And I'm Jeff Blair, and alongside Michelle Hamilton with me here for the annual Steelville 4th of July Parade.
Well, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great.
A little bit toasty?
Just a little bit. I'll tell you what, before we get started real quick, let me borrow your microphone there. I'm going to let Don Welge. Don, you...
Hi, this is Don Welge. Thank you very much for letting me speak to your radio audience. I just want to welcome everybody to the 50th old-fashioned patriotic celebration on Kaskaskia Island. It was in 1970 when Joe Acres started these old-fashioned patriotic celebrations. And this one time, it's up on Fort Kaskaskia because the water is too high to traverse onto the island, even though the island itself is dry, but the roads to the island are difficult to navigate. We've had this happen the third time over the 50-year history of it. We've had a lot of interesting programs. We have the Chester Band playing. We have representatives of the mayor's office in both Chester and Perryville. We have various political leaders, historians, military leaders, political leaders, and so forth over the years to address our, and judicial leaders to address our group. Now this year we have a particularly interesting speaker who's an author. He's written a book on which, in essence, gives the history of Kaskaskia, and his subject will be the history of Kaskaskia, the fall of Kaskaskia, as the river gradually changed course from the Missouri Bluff to the Illinois Bluff, and the rise of Chester, the fall of Kaskaskia and the rise of Chester. Because when that river changed its course, the Kaskaskia River, it gradually wiped out Kaskaskia, which was a big town, over 5,000 people back in the 1800s. And it gradually dissolved, and but the people wanted to stay in the area, so they moved to Chester, and that's when Chester started. Kaskaskia was the capital of Illinois from about late 1800s, or in the early 1800s, excuse me. And then the capital was moved to Coral Island, then to Springfield. So okay. Anyway, I want to invite you all. We're going to have plenty of music, plenty of old-fashioned patriotic speeches, and you all be very welcome to come. The church on the island has a food stand up there for Kaskaskia, and there's plenty of parking room. So please be welcome to come. It starts at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Thank you very much.
All right, Don. Thank you.
Take care, folks.
You too. All right, Don Welge, talking about the activities going here on the 4th of July on Kaskaskia Island. And obviously lots of things going on here too, but you kind of got a choice there if you want to run over there and catch that and then come back and enjoy the evening activities here.
Yeah, it sounds like they've got some interesting events and some speakers lined up to get some good history.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like we've got the police coming down with the Steelville American Legion Color Guard.
Right.
We've got the lights flashing. Kids with their sacks getting ready to get their candy. We've got the streets lined up. Looks like we've got a pretty good crowd today. We want to remember that later today at noon, we've got the Wooden Bat Classic going on. The Senior Legion will be playing Murfreesboro at noon.
And that's going on over here at the Legion ballpark, correct?
Yes, it is. Senior Legion will be playing Murphy at noon, like I said. They've had games every day this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And they do a great job keeping that field up. They work really hard, for the boys to have a good place to play.
Right.
It's very impressive.
Looks like we're...
I know there are a lot of towns that have just kind of let the Legion ball go, and, kids are just having to fend for themselves and play out of town. But Stillville has done a great job, has senior and junior Legion teams coached by John Sutton and Jacob Winty. Honestly, we've got kids from other towns wanting to play for us because their towns just can't make it happen. So we appreciate all the time and the effort that they put in for that. We've got a lot of tents out here.
They do. A lot of crowd is built up as usual. I mean, the streets are always pretty well lined. And
yep, looks like they're ready to go. I'm going to take a moment and stand for the Stillville American Legion Color Guard. We've got Chief of Police Jim Zeidler leading the way. And then we've got the Stillville American Legion Color Guard. We've got quite a few leading the pack.
Got the Boy Scouts in there and
doing a great job. Nice.
It looks like
that was Boy Scout Troop 348 out of Stillville. The back of their truck says, "In God We Trust." And then we've got Mr. Bill Grafton with the parade marshals. We've got World War II vet Jim Beatty, Korean War vets Kenny Bockhorn and Edgar Misselhorn, and Vietnam vets Steve Rodewald and Ron McDonald. And we would just like to say thank you so much for your service. Without you, our freedom would not be what it is today.
So very true. It's...
Mr. Grafton with his nice white GMC. Looks like we've got another one coming. This must be the other half of the parade marshals that I just named. Thanks again for your service, fellas.
Those trucks, right. I see, are sponsored by or donated by Meyer Chevrolet, which is also one of our sponsors off through some of our ball games and stuff throughout the year.
While we're kind of waiting, there's a little gap. One of the things that just obviously occurred was the firecracker. The 3K run started at 9:40 a.m. It looks like with our list, we had 198 participants.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That's a good list.
A lot of people coming out to run in the heat. And I read in the newspaper that in 1983, that's when that firecracker started.
Uh-huh.
I think the firecracker name is kind of a play on words in so many ways. It's always hotter than a firecracker. If you do any running, you know that by the end of it, you're hotter than a firecracker. So I do know running. Running is not my thing. I would rather walk for hours as opposed to run for 5 minutes. But I am super impressed by all those people that come out on a day like today and just participate and do a great job.
Exactly. And so just kind of looking at the crowd of people here and stuff, that's one thing. The parade always does bring out residents. If you're trying to get into Stillville, anywhere within an hour or so before the parade.
Absolutely. Mr. Welge just said that last year he was trying to get over here so that he could talk, and they rerouted him a couple times and had to go around town and got so far out of town that he didn't even make it by the time the parade was over. So, yes, that happens. You're kind of boxed out. If you're not downtown ready to go, you might as well wait until it's over.
Very true. Very true. We're getting a little closer here. I'll tell you what, while we're waiting on this the parade to get to us here, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back. You're listening to the annual Steelville 4th of July Parade on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. We'll be right back.
Sparta Community Hospital's Health and Wellness Foundation presents a free financial and tax strategy seminar Wednesday, July 17th at 7 p.m. at the Broadway Plaza Complex. Country financial agent Troy Keeker and Steve Falkenhayn, CPA, will discuss recent tax legislation, qualified charitable distributions, long-term care planning, protecting and planning for your family, and managing assets for the future. Join us Wednesday, July 17th at Suite 3 of the Broadway Plaza Complex, downtown Sparta.
Maybert Automotive in Steelville welcomes you to the annual Steelville 4th of July Parade and Festivities. Matt Maybert and his staff join you in celebrating our nation's birthday. For all your automotive repair and maintenance needs, there's only one place you need to remember. Maybert Automotive, located at 1014 West Broadway in Steelville, certified mechanics will keep your vehicle running smoothly and reliably. Call them at 965-9609. Enjoy the parade and have a safe and happy 4th of July from Maybert Automotive in Steelville.
Hey, this is Angela, and I just have to remind you about free checking at First National Bank of Steelville, Sparta Banking Center, and Percy Banking Center. Free checking isn't anything new, but it's a great way to start or expand your relationship with our bank. Free checking has absolutely no monthly fees, and with free mobile banking, you can bank from almost anywhere. Find out more about this and other great accounts at www.bankatfnb.com. First National Bank of Steelville, member FDIC.
Whether it's local telephone service, long distance, or internet service, Egyptian Communications is committed to providing the latest technology to area residents and businesses. The staff at Egyptian Communications wants to welcome you to Steelville for the 4th of July and wish you a safe and happy holiday. Remember, when you need reliable communication service, choose Egyptian Communications to be your trusted local telephone and internet provider.
Tony's Menace Center Pharmacy at 324 West Broadway in Steelville welcomes everyone to the annual Steelville 4th of July celebration. Tony's Menace Center is Steelville's locally owned and operated pharmacy. They make a commitment to their customers, ensuring that they receive prescriptions as their healthcare provider has prescribed, that prescriptions are ready in a timely manner, usually 15 minutes or less if you choose to wait, and that you're welcomed with a smile that you would expect from a friend. You can expect more from your pharmacy when you choose Tony's Menace Center Pharmacy in Steelville. Have a happy and safe 4th of July.
We also would be remiss if we did not thank Tanya Newby and Dale Ernstein. They are the parade committee this year. And without them, you know, volunteering and taking the time to make this happen, it just wouldn't.
Exactly.
This is the 153rd Steelville 4th Annual Picnic Parade. So we just want to thank them for all their time and commitment. It looks like... After that, we had the VFW Color Guard from Chester. And then the Auxiliary Color Guard from Chester just came through also. It's awesome to see, you know, all the color guards come with their flags and, mm-hmm. and all the people that stand up and they clap and kind of salute the flag and, you know, look at it as a symbol of something very special.
Very true. Very true. It's a
fire truck's coming.
Of course, that's the purpose of this holiday anyway, is to celebrate America.
Absolutely. I just feel like Steelville does a fantastic job of that.
They do.
Making sure that we don't ever forget all of the dedication and commitment that has made our lives what they are today from those American soldiers.
We have the Steelville Fire Department here and
yeah.
their truck. And
I'm always amazed at how beautiful that thing looks every time. I'd like them to come and detail my car.
Yeah, so. I'd say so.
I would pay for that.
I tell you, these new LED lights that they have now, they really stand out, don't they, looking down that line?
Yeah. And obviously, you know, you're videoing, but if you can't see it, it is amazing. All of the lights that are shining, all of the fire trucks. We've got Mike Armstrong on the front. Brandon Smith driving. I'm trying to see. And then we've got our fire rescue truck right behind. Just as beautiful, a little bit smaller, but we've got some nice equipment. And we've got some great volunteers. You know, people take the time to volunteer in small towns, and that's what you've got to have.
Now, your big cities can afford to, you know, your paid firemen, but in these small towns, we rely on people to volunteer their services.
Absolutely. And we're just grateful that we have that. MedStar Ambulance is coming through. Got their lights shining.
I'm totally
serious about this. I've never seen vehicles that are this clean.
Look at the unique paint job on this one.
So this MedStar supports our troops is the saying on the side. Really neat. With some camo, digital camo.
You got symbols or the emblems of all the branches of the service. And
yes, that is so cool. That's awesome. We got the Percy Fire Department coming strong next. Got their fire hoses. It says Quick Attack 1518 on the side of their truck. They've got a white truck. That's neat. Percy's Fire Department has a big truck. See the Meyerhoffs, Furby.
Yeah, I've seen, don't see too many white ones. I've seen some kind of a green colored ones before, too.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever seen a white one. That is really neat. Kind of stands out.
Mm-hmm.
Murfreesboro Fire Department brought their antique truck. I know nothing about vehicles at all.
It's American LaFrance, 1957 Ford.
Awesome. Says it's owned by Brian and Ron Manwari of Murfreesboro, Illinois.
Sparta Fire Department here with their ladder truck.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. And they've got their bulldog on the side. That's pretty cool. So something else that is happening, two new events this year. They brought back the poker stand during the picnic hours every day. And today, after the parade, they're going to have a cornhole tournament in the park immediately following the parade, $20 per team. So I thought that was pretty cool. Something that they added. Good, how are you?
Now here comes an old one. This is a VFW post here with a fire truck, 3553.
That is amazing. It's even got wooden sideboards. That is neat.
Kind of compare it to these newer trucks here, there's been a lot of changes over the years.
Right. All right, we got Evansville Fire Department on the Kaskaskia with their Eagle dipping down into the water. That's also a beautiful truck. Thank you. They didn't forget about us.
That's true.
A little something. That's nice.
Here comes Chester.
You know, for all these fire departments to come out and to, you know, show their trucks and support the parade, that just proves, you know, they love what they do and they believe what they do and...
I believe with that pretty well covers all the surrounding communities here in Randolph County with their represented.
And on a hot day, you know, when you're, you know, visiting with family or friends or, you know, doing things, you know, for them to take out the time is amazing.
And this one here, Officer James.
James Brockmeyer Memorial Fund Jeep coming out. That's beautiful blue.
It is. That.
Chester Fire Department got their Suburban coming up. Let you hear that. Oh, the siren just went off. But I'm going to let you hear that in peace.
Ellis Grove.
Ellis Grove is here. Is that a green? Is that lime green?
That's that other color I was talking about.
That stands out for sure. You'll know when they're coming. Got September 14th, Jeepin' for Jib.
Definitely hear them coming. I said you can definitely hear them coming.
That's for sure. That's awesome. That way the kids know to get out of the way if they are riding bikes or doing anything out on the streets. Even the Tilden fire departments coming down the road. I would like, you know, I should have counted how many fire trucks we've got in this thing. Well, to add to, we had Uncle Sam come through earlier. I guess that's, well, they had a picture in the paper in 1920. Uncle Sam was Robert Whitrock. So way back then. We got Tilden Fire Department, engine 5512. Another nice truck. We got a little bit of a gap. So the music, we got some music entertainment we have all week. But tonight, or today, Bill Carr and friends will play from 11:30 to 2:30. And the Dave Caputa Band will close out the musical entertainment from 6 to 10.
Okay, and that's over here in the park.
Also, craft show today at 9 o'clock in the Silville City Park. And don't forget, the carnival rides are still going on, but today is not an armband day. So you have to get individual tickets, but I do believe those tickets are $2 a piece.
Which, that's not bad. Not in today's world.
Not at all, especially for your kids' entertainment.
Exactly. We got a little bit of a break here. Why don't we go ahead and take a break ourselves, and we will come back. You're listening to the Steelville Annual 4th of July Parade here on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. We'll be right back.
Whether it's local telephone service, long distance, or internet service, Egyptian Communications is committed to providing the latest technology to area residents and businesses. The staff at Egyptian Communications wants to welcome you to Steelville for the 4th of July and wish you a safe and happy holiday. Remember, when you need reliable communication service, choose Egyptian Communications to be your trusted local telephone and internet provider.
Hey, this is Angela, and I just have to remind you about free checking at First National Bank of Steelville, Sparta Banking Center, and Percy Banking Center. Free checking isn't anything new, but it's a great way to start or expand your relationship with our bank. Free checking has absolutely no monthly fees, and with free mobile banking, you can bank from almost anywhere. Find out more about this and other great accounts at www.bankatfnb.com. First National Bank of Steelville, member FDIC.
Maybert Automotive in Steelville welcomes you to the annual Steelville 4th of July Parade and festivities. Matt Maybert and his staff join you in celebrating our nation's birthday. For all your automotive repair and maintenance needs, there's only one place you need to remember. Maybert Automotive, located at 1014 West Broadway in Steelville, certified mechanics will keep your vehicle running smoothly and reliably. Call them at 965-9609. Enjoy the parade and have a safe and happy 4th of July from Maybert Automotive in Steelville. Tony's Mena Center Pharmacy at 324 West Broadway in Steelville welcomes everyone to the annual Steelville 4th of July celebration. Tony's Mena Center is Steelville's locally owned and operated pharmacy. They make a commitment to their customers, ensuring that they receive prescriptions as their healthcare provider has prescribed, that prescriptions are ready in a timely manner, usually 15 minutes or less if you choose to wait, and that you're welcomed with a smile that you would expect from a friend. You can expect more from your pharmacy when you choose Tony's Mena Center Pharmacy in Steelville. Have a happy and safe 4th of July.
Why drive? Sparta Community Hospital offers three general surgeons, Dr. Zaya Bogmanli, Dr. Margaret DeGuzman, and Dr. Stephen Kurzweil, all here to meet your surgical needs 24-7. Call 618-443-1DOC to schedule an appointment today. That's 618-443-1362. Surgical care you can count on at Sparta Community Hospital.
And welcome back. We are here at the annual Steelville 4th of July parade. And we got still some more fire trucks coming out. Willisville, we just had Campbell Hill passes.
That was Ellis Grove, Pinckneyville, the Willisville, like you said.
Here we've got Holderville.
This one's kind of an orangey color.
Yeah,
very nice.
I guess it's a red, but it's a unique. It's not your standard what you think of as a fire truck red.
Right. I bet it gets the job done, and they're very thankful to have that.
That's what matters.
Looks like we got John Deere coming up. Oh, hey, John Deere pulling the Chamber of Commerce floats. Looks like that's Mr. Ray Canope. Got two beautiful American flags waving in the wind. It says Steelville Chamber of Commerce on the sides with some fireworks exploding. Just a reminder, there are fireworks tonight at 10 o'clock. The best fireworks around. I would believe that St. Louis is probably the next...
Right.
Nice thing.
Mm-hmm. Here we have St. Mark's Lutheran Church. Their float entry.
Another big John Deere. Now these are pretty sweet. Looks like Novi donated those. It says float design contest winner Sadie Conway, St. Mark's fourth grade student. It says live, love, worship the Lord. That's awesome.
And I believe the Chester Band.
Right, we've got the Chester High School Bands. Looks like they're might be their cheerleaders in front.
And to get these kids to come out, you working in the schools, is to get them to come out in the summer to do this, you know, that says something.
Yeah, it is super warm carrying those big drums, big tuba. And they sound fabulous. The back of their shirts say Band Geeks United. I love that.
I was in band in high school, and it's fun. I mean, you enjoy it. You gotta.
I played the flute until I was a freshman, and then I stopped because I was too afraid of competing for first position. Mm. So I wish I wouldn't have stopped. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I spent all my years as second and third, more third than that, and that was fine. Yeah, I believe the one thing about the Chester group, then they'll leave from here and they'll head straight to the island that Don was talking about after this.
Yeah.
So they get
double duty today. That's great. All right. Well, we've got the Chester Music Department truck, and it looks like it's obviously what carries all of their instruments. Their flag team was behind them. I did not know that Chester had a flag team.
I didn't either.
That's awesome. And they've got a lot of kids. They had a big group of cheerleaders, a huge band, and then a big amount of flag girls. That's so cool.
And I'll tell you, carrying those drums is hard, but swinging those flags around like that, that's...
Yeah, and trying to catch them once you throw them. Yes, that is a talent that obviously has to be practiced. It looks like we've got Fredbird coming up. Usually Vernie Kane is the driver for Mr. Fredbird. We'll see if that's the case today. It is sponsored by Dr. Tom Waltimate and NAPA. We'd like to thank NAPA again for setting up this tent and letting us camp out in front of their place of business during the parade.
And they provide us.
It's the best setup you could have.
Provide us with an extension cord so we can get power to all this.
Absolutely. And we're just thankful that they are willing to let us do this and be set up in the best spot possible.
Exactly. Kind of up in this tent over the top. If we were sitting out in the sun, it would be an entirely different tent.
Yes, I think I would probably melt into a puddle.
As you mentioned, Fredbird coming here, and the Cardinals pulled out a big win last night.
Did they? I missed it.
Yeah.
Who did they play last night?
I heard the report.
I'm not sure.
I know they were behind, and they pulled up with a three-run homer in the ninth to win the game. So, So maybe we can start that. Maybe the Blues can kind of, or the the Blues can kind of give them that little
there
push.
You go, that energy. Here you go. This is, you know, you can come back from. Yeah, that was an awesome comeback for the Blues. That was really, even for people that don't necessarily watch hockey all the time, you know, everybody was watching it.
And of course, we carry.
Oh, Mr. Vernie Kane. We do. We have him.
Fabulous. How are you?
Oh, looks like Fredbird's jumping
up. Is coming. We like to high five him. That's right. Good job. You can have that. All right, First National of Maine. Bruce Hugman. Boy, they are jamming. That's awesome. We got Mr. Jude Deathrow. Brock Myers. Thank you. Ooh, we got some fans. These are kind of cool.
Oh, like that, wow. That I've never seen those like that.
Yeah, but they're not the same. They're kind of like a circle.
Hmm.
You'd have to see it to believe it.
Well,
First National Bank, Bruce Giebert, coming with a beautiful red Colorado.
I bet he couldn't do that again.
That's right. Toss us a chip. They've got frisbees. They've got all kinds of stuff going here.